Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Winnie.
And today I want to ask Winnie a question that is not very easy to answer. Are you ready?
Okay, I'll try my best.
Okay. If you could only have one sense, which one would it be?
One sense? I think I can do without hearing, maybe.
Okay, so.
Because I can still. I think I cannot not be able to see.
Okay, so you would choose your eyes.
I would choose to keep my eyes.
So that means you can't smell, you can't taste.
I can't taste.
You can't feel, and you can't hear. You can only see. You can only choose one. Is that going to be the one you choose?
But I love eating.
It's true. It's hard. It's a hard question.
Yes, I can't taste anything that's good. Oh, but I can see it. But I don't know how it tastes.
Right.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
What about you?
What would
you choose?
I would, if I could only have one.
Yes.
I would choose the one where I can feel.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Why is that?
Well, because think about it. Even if you can't see, you can't hear, you can't taste, and you can't smell, how important is getting a hug from someone you love?
Oh,
right?
That's true.
That is one
you
of...
can feel.
Right. That is one of the most important things to me. It's being able to feel... And just feel people around me, right? So I would choose that one.
And you can probably tell from the hug that who you're hugging.
Right, who you're hugging. And really the most important part to me is that's the one that really shows how people feel. And like feel with their emotions. So that would be the one I would choose.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, why are we talking about senses today?
Good question. And what are the five senses? We're going to talk all about these in today's article.
A Plus Encyclopedia. Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about senses. The question of the day is, which of your senses is the most active while you sleep? A. Hearing. B. Smell. C. Sight. Do you have the answer in mind?Now,The answer is A, hearing. Your body has five senses: sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. When you're asleep, some of your senses might become less sharp. However, they're still working. Your sense of hearing is the most active when you're asleep.Each person is different, though. Some people can sleep through any noise. For example, sirens, crying babies, or talking. Others might wake up if they hear even a whisper. Hearing and sleep are closely tied together. That's why many people use an alarm clock to wake up in the morning.How active is your sense of hearing when you're asleep? Sense. Sense. My sense of smell is really bad right now because I am sick. My sense of smell is really bad right now because I am sick. Active. Active.This small light only becomes active when all the other lights are off. This small light only becomes active when all the other lights are off. Asleep, asleep. Please be quiet. The baby is asleep right now.Please be quiet. The baby is asleep right now. Alarm clock. Alarm clock. My alarm clock wakes me up at 5:30 a.m. My alarm clock wakes me up at 5:30 a.m.
Okay, so today's article is all about senses, but in a certain way. We start by asking this question, which of your senses is the most active while you sleep?
We've been talking about this word a lot. Mm-hmm. 我们要来学学 sense 这个字了。What's a sense?
Good question. Let's spell this word first. It's spelled S-E-N-S-E, and it's a noun, and we're going to find out what it is right now. Okay, let's talk about this noun sense. It's fun to say. It kind of sounds like you're a snake when you say it. A sense is one of the five natural abilities or powers that we have, which we use to learn information about the world around us. For instance, we can learn something about the ocean just by using our nose to smell it. Here's another example sentence. My sense of smell is really bad right now because I am sick. My sense of smell is really bad right now because I am sick. That means I can't smell anything.
Sense 呢，就是我们的感官。哎，不过先卖个关子，我们等等就会介绍这个感官的各个英文。比如说眼睛啊，会有视觉，或者是刚刚像 Aaron 老师说到，我们不用看，我们用听的呢，就可以用鼻子闻就可以闻到这个海边，我们现在在海边，可能会有咸水的味道，就是嗅觉。那我们看到例句呢，也是一样哦，我闻不到，因为我的鼻子闻不到，因为我生病了，感冒了。So you get like stuffed, right?
Just means you can't really smell. I have a question though, Winnie. In English, we actually sometimes say there are six senses. Do you know what the sixth sense is?
我们好像也会说第六感 ，the sixth sense in Chinese,、mm-hmm. but like maybe you can see ghosts,
something like that.
Right?
We also call it ESP. ESP just means that you can see more than other people. It's like you can see things that most people can't, like ghosts or other worlds, that kind of thing.
That's scary. Mm-hmm. 我今天文章第一句说到 the most active sense while you sleep.、Mm-hmm. What about the sense when we're sleeping?
That is a good question. In the article, it said, which one is the most active, right? So active is actually an adjective. It's spelled A-C-T-I-V-E, active. And we're going to find out what this means right now.When something is active, it is working in the way that it normally does or in a way that it's supposed to. Here, that means your body is still working in some ways even though you are asleep. Now, even while you are resting, your body is still working. Trust me, if it wasn't working, that would be really bad news. Okay, here's an example sentence.This small light only becomes active when all the other lights are off. This small light only becomes active when all the other lights are off.
That means you are dead,
right? If your body isn't active, even when you're asleep, you're probably dead. Not good.
No, active 是形容词，表示活跃的、正常运作的。其实活跃在中文很好理解啦。比如说你有很多朋友啊 ，and you have an active life，、mm-hmm. 就是你在这个社团啊，或是活动里面很活跃。也可以说 an active member in the club， 表示就是你可能就是常常会准时出席会议啊、活动啊等等的。另外呢，这个在这个社团里担任很重要的角色，这样子。那这里的活跃呢，也可以是比如说语言啊，或是生物等等的，有很正常的功能。比如说 ，this kind of bugs are still active under cold temperature， 在低温呢还是很活跃的这种虫虫。所以我们看到例句啊，就是说，在这个这个灯呢，会只有在其他的在夜晚，其他灯都暗的时候呢，才会亮起来。比如说，可能在 in the bathroom maybe.、Mm-hmm. So when you turn off the light,、mm-hmm. the light will still be active.
Right, and I just close the door so I can't see it, but it's there if I need it in the middle of the night. Okay, well let's ask this question again. Let's remind ourselves what it is.、Mm-hmm. The question, Which of your senses is the most active while you sleep? So we have three choices.
Okay.
Hearing, smell, or sight.
好了，不要紧张。我们先来看 A、B、C 分别是什么。So there are some of our senses, right?
That's right. So we actually have five senses. We'll find out what they are in a couple of minutes. But we talked about hearing, smell, and sight. So which one of these is most active when you're sleeping? So let's think about it for a second. And before we answer it, we'll go right into the next line of our article. It says, your body has five senses. Sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing.
刚刚我们又说要来学学人类的这个五种直觉啦。所以我们有 sight 是用You use your eyes, right? 视觉 And smell, 很简单、是用鼻子闻 And taste, you use your mouth.
Or your tongue.、
这是你的这叫做什么、味觉、And touch,、用你的
Fingers and most people forget just skin in general.
Like you feel hot.、用你的皮肤也会有这个触觉 and hearing 是用耳朵啦、So definitely not sight when you're sleeping, right?
No, that's
you're
right.
closing your eyes, you can't see.
Maybe smell. I know sometimes when I sleep, bad smells will wake me up.
Yeah, that's
like,
important.
If I'm taking a nap and someone's making cookies,
then you're
that
awake.
Will wake me up. Okay, but let's find out what the article says. It says, when you're asleep,Some of your senses might become less sharp.
I know what sleep means, but why is there an A in front of it?
That's a good question. That's because sleep is a verb and asleep is an adjective. It's spelled A-S-L-E-E-P, asleep. We just spell sleep and put an A. And we're going to learn about what it means right now.The adjective asleep just describes a person or an animal that is sleeping, and sometimes plants seem to sleep too. Now, the opposite of asleep is awake. Here's an example sentence. Please be quiet. The baby is asleep right now. Please be quiet. The baby is asleep right now.
啊，这很好记啦。大家知道 sleep 是睡觉，前面加上 a 呢，我们会变成形容词，表示熟睡的、睡着的。不过要记得这里的形容词呢，它只能不是随便的形容词哦，它不能放在这个名词前面。像一般的形容词，我们可以随便你想要放在前名词前面、后面或者什么的。但是呢，这里我们看到例句 ，the baby is asleep， 我们不能说 an asleep baby， no，
not really，
不能这样说。然后刚刚我们也有看到这个。相反的一样也是 awake 就是 wake 前面再加上 a 那我们看到例句啊就是宝宝在睡觉所以哎，记得保持安静
So now we also learned that when you're asleep your senses might not be as sharp、Now of course this does not mean sharp like scissors does it Winnie?
No sharp 呢在这里不是像 Aaron 老师说这个剪刀很利锐的意思 sharp 呢在这里一样也是形容词不过呢是形容比如说像你的知觉没有这么的敏锐的意思。
So it just means you're not working quite as fast, not quite as active.
Right.
Okay, here it says they might not be as sharp, but it says, however, they're still working.
当然啦，虽然说不敏锐，不过呢，不表示他们没有在作用哦。因为像刚刚我们说 ,if it's not working, that means...
You're dead.
That's not good.
Right. Okay, so which one works the best? Let's answer our question. It says, your sense of hearing is the most active when you're asleep.
你们猜到了吗？睡觉的时候呢，最活跃的竟然是听觉。
Now, of course, the world isn't always so simple.
That's
true. Here it says each person is different, though.
好啦，说到这种事情啊，当然还是因人而异啦。所以保险起见，文章还是要说一下，不是每个人都一样，每个人都不太一样的啦。
Now, I'm different from Winnie. You're different from us. Everybody is different. And here are some examples of this.It says, some people can sleep through any noise. For example, sirens, crying babies, or talking. That's not me.
所以像有些人呢，再怎么吵的环境都可以睡。比如说像文章提到这个 sirens, 是这个 警报声，比如说像 或者是
哎呦哎呦，
没办法，这怎么睡？像这个 Aaron 老师发出的噪音，或者是呢 crying baby， 哇哇，这个或者弟弟妹妹，如果家里有的话，应该都很熟悉这种声音。这怎么睡 ？No, not me. I think that's enough noise from you.
Fine. Here's another example of how people are different. It says.Others might wake up if they hear even a whisper.
Wow.、Mm-hmm. 前面有人 说到这种像神经很大条，这种很大声的声音环境都还可以睡着。但是呢，有些人呢可能就比较没有这么敏感，没有这么敏锐。有些人呢就即使只是个 whisper， 就是讲悄悄话，像这样这样嘘这样的声音呢，也还是会醒来。
Mm-hmm. Which kind of sleeper are you, Winnie?
I think I'm...Can I say deep sleeper? No.
Yeah, yeah, you can. Yeah.
Like, not even an earthquake can wake me up.
Oh, wow. even the earthquakes we had back in January?
Nope.
Wow.
Slept through it.
Crazy.
What about you?
I'm kind of in the middle. Something really big will wake me up. Like
an earthquake. Or the smell of cookies.
Sometimes smells will wake me up.I live on a very noisy street, so it's hard to fall asleep.
Do you use the earplugs?
Sometimes I do use earplugs.
Or sigh?
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of buses go by because I'm close to an airport. And so,
wow.
Yeah.
That's so noisy.
A lot of motorcycles sometimes, but usually they won't wake me up unless they're very loud in the middle of the night. Yeah, that doesn't happen at 4 in the morning.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.Okay, so we know what kind of sleepers we are. Let's find out what the article says next. It says, hearing and sleep are closely tied together.
不过啊，不管你睡着以后感官怎么样，实验证明呢，这个听力和睡觉其实是息息相关的。
Wait, I'm confused. Are hearing and sleep tied together with string or rope?
No, tie 在这里不是真的只说有这个绳子的这种绑住，而是说他们彼此相关，所以呢，就是牵一发而动全身。其实这个就是跟其实跟被绑意思是一样的啦。不过 you can't really separate them, but there's no string.
Right, there's a phrase we use in English called go hand in hand.
Like we go hand in hand?
Like this. Okay, so that's why many people use an alarm clock to wake up in the morning, because they go together, right?
Alarm clock? I know what a clock is. What's an alarm clock?
Another good question. An alarm clock is actually two words. Let's spell them. Alarm is spelled A-L-A-R-M, alarm. Clock is spelled C-L-O-C-K, clock, alarm clock.This noun is just what it sounds like. It's a clock, and it also makes a loud noise that will wake you up in the morning. That's the alarm. Now, if you like getting up in the morning, you won't mind your alarm clock. But if you're like me, you won't like it at all. To make myself happier in the morning, I have an alarm clock that sounds like birds chirping instead of a beep, beep, beeping noise. Here's an example sentence.My alarm clock wakes me up at 5:30 a.m. My alarm clock wakes me up at 5:30 a.m.
鸟叫声的闹钟 That's cute、mm-hmm. 不过像这个 Winnie 之前有说大家都知道 clock 是时钟所以 alarm clock 就是会发出声响的时钟那就是闹钟啦不过不要想都什么年代还有人用闹钟其实大家手机里现在设的这个都有这个 alarm clock 也是这样一样的功能我们就用一样的字所以像 Aaron 老师说他早上的闹钟呢是用鸟叫声啾啾啾的声音非常诗情画意不过呢这我是起不来的啦那这个例句一样也是说是五点半早上这个闹钟五点半呢就会把我叫醒 That's super early for me
That's way too early for me too What kind of alarm clock do you use, Winnie? You're a deep sleeper, so you need a loud
one,
right?
My hearing isn't so sharp when I'm asleep So I need something really like an alarm, like sirens
Oh, wow
To wake me up, yeah
How many alarms do you set? I have to set three
I have one, but sometimes I hit the snooze button.
Right.
这个贪睡功能大家会按吗？ So I probably should set three alarms too.
It's the same kind of thing. Mm. I just don't hit the snooze. I know I want three alarms to wake me up. So instead of hitting the snooze, I just set them. Okay, well, we have one final line of our article, and that's a question for you guys. How active is your sense of hearing when you're asleep?
Yeah, try to talk about this with your friends, your family, and so on. Mm-hmm. You might find some interesting information. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know you need three alarms. 搞不好会发现一些有趣的小知识。But that's all the time we have for today. Mm-hmm. And let's go to our magic box.
Okay.
Magic box. 找亮点。
大家好，我是 Emily. It's nice to see you again. 很高兴又见面啦。那讲到 see 这个字呢，我们今天就来学学五种感官的说法吧。回到一开始我所说的 It's nice to see you. 看见也就是视觉 sight. 给你个例句更好理解哦。My grandpa lost his sight 3 years ago. My grandpa lost his sight 3 years ago.我爷爷呢，他三年前视力丧失了。好，那再往眼睛的旁边移一点点，就是鼻子啦。I smell something strange in this room. I smell something strange in this room. 我在这一间房间呢，闻到怪怪的味道。Smell 是动词闻，那名词的嗅觉要怎么表达呢？也是 smell 哦。For example, dogs have a very good sense of smell.Dogs have a very good sense of smell. 狗狗呢，它的嗅觉很灵敏。OK, 那现在呢，你再往脸的旁边移一点点来到了耳朵。那听应该怎么说呢？ Can you guys hear me talking to you? Can you guys hear me talking to you? 你们呢，有没有听到我在跟你们说话？ Hear 呢，就是动词的听。那如果你要表示听觉呢，则是在 hear 后面加上 ing, 变成 hearing.Alicia lost her hearing when she was a baby. Alicia lost her hearing when she was a baby. 我的好朋友呢 ,Alicia, 在她小时候的时候丧失听力。好，那现在呢剩下脸的最后一个器官 ,taste, 品尝。嗯 ,that tastes good. 嗯，刚刚这个饼干好好吃哦。Taste 就是动词的品尝。而讲味觉呢也是同一个字 ,taste。Some birds have a highly developed sense of taste. Some birds have a highly developed sense of taste. 有一些鸟类呢有高度发展的味觉。最后呢，剩下哪一个呢？没错，就是 I'm touching my left hand with my right hand. I'm touching my left hand with my right hand. 我用右手呢摸左手。那 touch 就是动词的摸。那触觉你应该要怎么说呢？其实也是 touch 哦。所以呢 I found my keys in the dark by touch. I found my keys in the dark by touch. 我透过什么？触觉在黑暗中找到钥匙。好啦，最后呢复习一下五种感官的动词跟他们的说法。See, sight. Hear, hearing. Smell, smell. Taste, taste. Touch, touch.小测验的时间到啦，那接下来这句话里面有一个空格，你要填入什么呢？ Although Jacqueline is 98 years old, she can still hear very clearly. She has great... 空格你会填入什么呢？
The answer is hearing. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to review time. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do today is a little bit different. We're going to name that sense.
Ah, okay. Sight, mm-hmm. hearing,
smell, taste, and touch.
Touch, mm-hmm. right.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to say something, mm-hmm. and you have to tell me what is the sense, or even the best sense for that thing. Now, some of these senses, you can have more than one.
Ah, okay. 有很多种，是五种知觉可能都是一起的。Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to start with an easy one. Okay. If you listen to our introduction, you'll know the answer to this. I'm going to say a hug.
A hug, 我知道, that's you want to keep it, right? Mm-hmm. If you ever have to choose one.
Mm-hmm.
就是 touch, right?
That's right, because you're touching the skin. Okay, here's another easy one. A carrot.
A carrot. Mm-hmm. Ugh, it tastes
She doesn't like carrots. Okay, well, here's another one. Cookies.
I like this one. Mm-hmm. You smell them.
Yeah, they're good. You smell it, but you can also
吃它 taste it.
Taste it. That one has two. Okay, what about this one? A violin.
A violin. Mm-hmm. You can hear it. Mm-hmm. It's hearing.
Hearing. You can also probably
play it.
Touch.
Touch it.
Yeah, you're touching. If you're playing, you're touching the violin. Mm. Okay, now here's my favorite one. A pie.
Ah, 这有很多 taste.
Yeah,
you smell it.
Smell that pie.
还有什么 You can see it.
Oh, it's a beautiful pie to look at.
What else?
You can probably touch it, but I usually eat my pie with a fork. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this one? A phone.
A phone. Mm-hmm. You can hear it.
You can hear a phone.
Mm-hmm.现在都是 smartphones, right? Mm-hmm. You have to touch it.
Mm-hmm. And you have to see it, right?
Right.
Okay, well, those are only just some of the things that include senses. Can you think of one thing that includes all five senses? I'd be interesting to hear.
五种全部包哦, that's pretty hard.
Okay, well, why don't you guys try it?
交给你们了。
We don't have any more time for us today, so we're going to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Senses and sleeping.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about senses.The question of the day is, which of your senses is the most active while you sleep? A. Hearing. B. Smell. C. Sight. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is A. Hearing. Your body has five senses: sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. When you're asleep, some of your senses might become less sharp. However, they're still working. Your sense of hearing is the most active when you're asleep. Each person is different, though. Some people can sleep through any noise. For example, sirens, crying babies, or talking.Others might wake up if they hear even a whisper. Hearing and sleep are closely tied together. That's why many people use an alarm clock to wake up in the morning. How active is your sense of hearing when you're asleep? Sense.My sense of smell is really bad right now because I am sick. My sense of smell is really bad right now because I am sick. Active. This small light only becomes active when all the other lights are off.This small light only becomes active when all the other lights are off. Asleep. Please be quiet. The baby is asleep right now. Please be quiet. The baby is asleep right now. Alarm clock. My alarm clock wakes me up at 5:30 a.m. My alarm clock wakes me up at 5:30 a.m.